Test 2. 3. Speaker 1. Gregory, thanks for working on the invitations for our company's summer party. I've just looked at the example you gave me. Speaker 1. Yes, they look great. But I'm worried about the text. It's so small that people won't be able to see it at all. Speaker 1. Thanks. Speaker 1. Yes, that's correct. 7. Sometimes it's hard for my husband and I to choose a film to watch together. That's because we like different kinds of films. He likes horror films best, but to be honest, those are too frightening for me. I'd much rather watch a comedy. I love to laugh. So those are my favourite kinds of films. We usually end up watching an action film, which is okay. It's better if it stars a famous actor or actress who I recognise. 10. Speaker 2. Hello. I'm interested in hiring your cleaning service for the home I just moved into. I saw online that you had a lot of good reviews. Speaker 2. It's a 3-bedroom home, but I don't have anything to clean with, such as a vacuum cleaner. Is that a problem? Test 3. 2. Hello, Mr. Walters. This is Alice Swan, the manager of Hartford train station. A passenger found your wallet under the seat on platform 3. Luckily for you, they were very honest and gave it to the ticket office. I found your address and phone number in it. You can come and pick it up any time when the station is open. Thank you. 7. I don't think I could live without my washing machine. I don't dislike washing my clothes. In fact, I find it quite relaxing. But I've always got so much to do, and if I had to wash everything myself in the sink, I'd have no free time left. On the other hand, I did meet my boyfriend when we were students at the university, and we were both using the washing machines there. 10. Speaker 2. Hi Tina, I've just flown back from Ireland, but it wasn't exactly a holiday. I was doing a bit of decorating in Dublin. Speaker 2. I know, but a good friend of mine has just bought some holiday homes over there, and she needed to get them looking nice before the busy summer months. Test 4. 3. Hello, Mrs. Jones. This is Clark's Jewelry Shop. There has been a delay with your watch being repaired, so I'm sorry to say you won't be able to collect it this afternoon. It should be ready by tomorrow early afternoon, but we will phone you when it's here. We close for lunch between 1 and 2. Thank you. 7. Speaker 1. So, are you looking for some nice trousers for your new job, Dave? Speaker 1. Ah, so a top that looks smart. Part 2. Speaker 2. That's right, Mick. It all started one day last summer when I was walking home from secondary school. There was a group of younger kids playing football in the street, and one of them got hit by a car. Luckily, he wasn't hurt as the driver was going slowly and paying attention. But at that moment, I realised there was nowhere safe for the children to play. Speaker 2. Well, it was clear that the first thing we needed was a safe space for the children to go, so without even asking my parents or teachers first, I went on social media and asked if anyone had a small building that they didn't use or an empty piece of land. Speaker 2. I know. So imagine how I felt when someone said we could use a big empty shop in the high street. I was so surprised and really grateful. I really hadn't expected anyone to reply to me, especially a stranger. I knew it would be the perfect place as the children could get to it easily and there would be plenty of room. Speaker 2. Tom's right. We understood that young people liked and wanted to do, but it was a big challenge to make the place look nice and ready to use. Speaker 2. We used the internet again and I put posters up all over the town asking if people had anything we could have for free. My parents gave me a table. In fact, it only took about a week to receive all the furniture that we needed, and we didn't have to buy anything at all, which was amazing. Then a local builder gave us some free paint and even decorated it for us. Speaker 2. Actually, yes. As I have decided that I really like working with young people, and I'm going to do a teacher training course to be an art teacher. That way, I can bring together two things that I really love. I don't think I would have considered a career in teaching without the youth centre experience. It has been hard work at times though, but as I said, it's been a great experience and, although I'm still not very good at it, I've learned to be more organised. Speaker 2. Exactly. That is why we are looking with some responsible teenagers trying to show them what we do and teach them about all the activities available at the centre. At least the centre has all the money it needs to keep going for a long time. In the future, we won't be there as much as we are now, but I'm sure we will always help out from time to time no matter what we are doing in our lives. Test 5. 2. It wasn't a bad hotel, but I wouldn't stay there again as there were very little facilities. We didn't have much apart from a bed and a wardrobe, and there wasn't even any towels when we arrived. We complained to the staff and they even agreed with us and apologised. Actually, they were so nice and said the owner just doesn't care about the hotel or them. I felt sorry for them in the end. 7. Speaker 1. Sergio, you know a lot about cameras, don't you? I want to take up photography as a hobby. So I want to buy an expensive camera from the new shop in town. Will you come with me? Speaker 1. I suppose you might be right. I'll think about it a bit more. Maybe I'll do some painting classes instead. 10. Thank you for calling Downsview Doctor's Surgery. For doctor appointments, please press 1. To see one of our nurses, please press 2. To cancel an appointment, press 3. For any other inquiries, please press 4. Please note that the surgery is closed between 1 and 2 p.m.